The vineyards of California are being systematically organized after a bitter labor battle that may affect all of agriculture in this country. Most of the grape workers are Spanish-speaking, and their rallying cry is Huelga, meaning strike. Terry Drinkwater has the story.
There it is, the union stamp, the eagle, the symbol of the United Farm Workers, and now the symbol of victory. After 10 years of struggling and sometimes striking, these now are union vineyards. One after another this harvest season, the table grape growers have negotiated and signed contracts with the union. 35 to 40% of this agricultural industry is now under contract unionized. And all but a few of the remaining growers are now negotiating with the farm workers. The man responsible, the leader of the union, Cesar Chavez.
How do you feel when you see and know that the eagle, the union stamp, is going on so many crates of grapes out of the valley this year?
Well, it's a tremendous feeling, you know. It's something that we had an idea that we'd like to see it happen, but never dreamt that it could be in such a, well, the way it's happening. It's becoming a very popular bird.
Under the new contracts, the wages increase each year. In addition, there are paid vacations and other fringe benefits. The most important is insurance and a good medical plan. All of that was barely dreamed of a few years ago by most of the pickers.
You started working in the vineyards when you were 12 years old. How are the benefits better and the wages better since the union has come along?
Well, since the union came along, we used to get $165, now we get $175. And then next year, what's that? I think it's $190. And then the year after that, isn't it $2? Yeah, it's $2. And it's going up little by little. It's better than before.
And that's just basic pay. On top of that, there's a bonus of 25 cents for every box picked. So by 1972, the average worker will be making about $25 a day. John Kovacevic owns one of the largest vineyards.
Very basically, why did you sign with the union? Why did you negotiate the contract?
Well, it was the effects of the boycott. 1969, we went through a very disastrous grape deal, that is, growers in general. The boycott definitely had an effect last year, to the tune of about 15 or 20% of our markets. And as 1970 approached us, the boycott became much more serious. In the desert valleys of California, generally the table grape growers signed contracts. Those that signed contracts fared rather well. The few that didn't had quite a few problems. And as a result, as this season approached here, six very large growers signed contracts prior to July 1st, and on July 1st, I negotiated a contract.
We're selling non-union grapes here. We're asking all concerned customers.
Outside of supermarkets all over the country, union supporters pass the word, don't buy the forbidden fruit. In some places, the boycott is still going on to force more growers to sign.
We're not shopping at Lucky's. Why not at Lucky's? The store is selling non-union grapes and workers are still on strike. We're asking all concerned customers. No, stores on this listing are all selling union grapes. We'd appreciate if you'd go to one of those stores instead. Just for about 2 weeks, we hope by then that they'll begin to purchase union grapes only. This is the customer that will be able to pressure them into buying union grapes. Is that all possible if you go to another store today?
Probably.
Thank you very much.
But many chains and neighborhood grocery stores are now stocking only union grapes. They sell all of them they can get with the union stamp. With so much success in grapes, the union is turning to melons. A strike this spring in California's Imperial Valley made some impact.
What the big picture is the strikers coming.
A bigger target of the union is now the citrus industry. Strikers stand outside the orange groves, shouting at other workers, urging that they stop picking and join the walkout. Again, for Cesar Chavez, a beginning. This is the same kind of tactic that first worked in the vineyards.
The boycott was so effective with the grapes. Would you ever contemplate a boycott of citrus products, say, oranges, orange juice?
Well, it's too early to say, really. We don't know. We don't know what turn the strike's going to take here. There's a lot of factors that are unknown at this point, but we'll do anything that's legal and moral to win the strike, I'll tell you that, and non-violent, you know.
In the vineyards, the success of the union has been so substantial that it is indeed historic. No other part of agriculture has ever been so unionized before. The grape growers and the union organizers are now, of course, working together for the first time and talking to each other, too. And one thing they agree on is that what they've done here has significance far beyond this vineyard. They say that it may well point towards general unionization of all of agriculture in the years to come. Terry Drinkwater, CBS News, Delano, California.